Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now here's your host, Alf.
And welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, the only show that is exclusive, although we do put it on our feed, our 3 yards per carry feed every single week, but it's exclusively live only to our Discord audience. And if you want to become a member of that Discord audience, you can become a member of our Discord, OnlyFans. You go to discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you can become a member for $3 a month. And as always, this show is brought to you by Prize Picks. If you're an out-of-stater, you can use the promo code 5, F-I-V-E. You deposit $100, you get $100. It's still the best promotion in the business. And we're here. And there's not much to talk about because we are in Odell Beckham's suspended animation stage. Like, we're just waiting for him to say yes. There's been a lot of scuttlebutt rumor about what he wants. And you could want anything, you know what I mean? It's like the old saying, you know, you could put what you want in one hand and shit in the other and you have pretty much the same thing. So, he's only as good as his market. Does he strike you as a guy that has a big market right now? I don't think so. You got to figure that Kansas City should be interested, right? You got to figure that Dallas should have some interest because Dallas had interest twice before. But Dallas seems to be kind of incompetent now. Like, are they planning on fielding a team this year? We know that they're not going to extend Dak Prescott. At least that's the rumor. But Dallas basically was a non-factor in free agency, did not care. I guess they're going to wait out June 1st. I believe they made a couple of cuts. That should give them a little bit of money. So for those of you that are saying, well, you know, not many can compete with Miami on June 1st. That's true, because Miami's going to get a lot of money back on June 1st. But that also means they're going to have some competition. When they wouldn't right now if you have some cap space and you have a guy who's interested in them. As far as how much cap space they have, it's fluid. Nobody really knows. But the best guesstimates are between $3.5 and $4.5 million, somewhere thereabouts. You got to figure you can't be touching too much of that money. You need money for the draft, so you want to roll some of that over to June 1st. You don't want to be scrounging around to pay your draft picks and then to pay Odell Beckham and who knows who else on June 1st. So I would say that this happens, if it happens, before the draft, because that's going to free them up to do a lot of things with pick 21, right? You know, other than that, I don't think he has much of a market. I think it's Miami who's interested, and anybody else know about anybody else that's interested? I don't. Do I want Odell Beckham? Absolutely. I think he helps the team. I think he makes the team a lot better. And he allows you to play 11 personnel. You want a professional receiver, a guy that can get some separation, and he can still do that. We know he does not drop the football, period. Does not drop it. Zero drops in the end zone for his career. He has one drop in the red zone for his career. He had 3 drops last season. And I saw every single route that he ran last season. And I saw the so-called drops. There was one bad one. And the other two, you can make a case for really bad ball placement and traffic. All right? Their chemistry between Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham last year was absolutely awful. As in, they had none. All right. We're going to get to some questions here. We got a couple of guys in the queue. We will bring up those guys first. And then I will take every single question that's in the chat. Remember to identify yourself so that way our audience knows who you are. All right, you are up. Identify yourself. You gotta unmute yourself first.
Sorry, I thought I was automatically unmuted. Dolphins Craze here, 3-time trivia champ. My question is,
well, tell everybody where you're the trivia champ at. And what you've won for winning the trivia championship 3 times.
Well, so Alf, about once a month you host a trivia show that there's a couple rounds, and basically it's last man standing. There's a point system, and you can win a $100 gift card.
Yep, to the Dolphins Pro Shop. They're not a sponsor.
Yeah, Dolphins, yeah.
Yeah, they're not a sponsor, but, you know, we do them a solid. So for that $100, you basically get three quarters of a jersey you can get. All right, what's your question? And this is a three-time champ, by the way, who's speaking on the show. So,
Most championships.
Yeah, show proper respect. He's defended. Nobody's defended their title more than once. He's defended it twice. All right, go ahead. What's your question?
So, about a month out from the draft, who would be who would be the Charles Harris-esque pick for you? Somebody you're like, what are they doing here? You don't know. They would piss you off.
Okay, that's a great, great, great question. And besides the obvious one, Jatavion Sanders or something like that, the one that would really, really make me scratch my head, at 21, that's a good one. That's a good one. Throw some names at me, because I got a couple that I'm thinking about right now.
I would honestly not be too happy with the big-bodied wide receivers. So you got, Brian Thomas, Keon Coleman, Adonai Mitchell. I think that would be kind of not a good fit, in my opinion.
Yeah, the more I watch some of these guys, the more they're turning me off, because they're just not complete. Yeah, there are other big-bodied wide receivers that I like much better. Xavier Leggett really does it for me. He's the most complete guy, I think. At 21, is that a little bit too rich? Probably. You know, I don't mind. You know, a lot of people have asked me about Byron Murphy. You know, is he too small? He's a good football player. He's absolutely a first round pick. Like, that's how he grades out. I tell you what I don't want. And you know what? I got one. Okay. And this is a guy that would play for Miami, and I think he'd be effective. Sweat.
No, he's not in play at 21. No.
He has no shot at 21, but if they somehow traded down to the low or the high 20s, like 29 or the low 30s, or early in the second round, and they took him, yeah, that's he's a 15 snap a game guy. And I understand how a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, those guys, you know, they can impact the defense, can they? For 10, 15 snaps, it helps the philosophy of the defense, you know? It helps you on those 10 to 15 snaps, but those are not really impact players. Those are supporting roles, you know?
Yeah, it's like when the Eagles drafted Jordan Davis.
He's like, yeah, absolutely. And you can see him in Jordan Davis is a perfect example. Jordan Davis is a much better player than Devondre Swift.
Yeah, yeah.
But Jordan Davis, did you hear too much about him toward the end of the season?
No, he's always been a guy that's never plays more than 50% of snaps on defense at most.
Yeah, he faded throughout, and he faded in games. And, you know, it's not nothing against him. It's big. That's how big guys work. A lot of big guys, that's how they work. Some guys have a motor. You know, like Christian Wilkins, but Christian Wilkins is different. Like, if you watch Christian Wilkins, he's 6'3", 315. And if you watch him, if you look at him up close, you're like, okay, this is an athlete. He's barrel-chested. He's wide. He's not fat. He's not a big fat guy. You know what I mean? Those really, really big guys, you just cut them. You keep cutting them over and over and over again. Eventually, they're tired of getting back up. You know? That's why all those zero techs that you, like Benito Jones, like, you sign Benito Jones, and everybody's like, wait a minute, this is Christian Wilkins' replacement? No, he's part of like four guys that are Christian Wilkins' replacement, but he's going to play a very important 10 to 15 snaps. Like, he's the zero. You know, he's a zero, like, in the one shape. That's it. That's what he will play.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. I would not take him there, even in a trade back, and I wouldn't take the big body wide receivers. I miss me with Brian Thomas. Earlier in the chat, I posted his Raz versus like Devontae Parker's.
Oh my god!
Same thing, dude. Same thing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing, man. I've been turned off to Brian Thomas by several people. I like his speed. I like his stride. Okay, I like how what he can do on the outside, but you know, a lot of the similarities are beginning to rear their ugly head. Okay, although there is no indication that he is as lazy as Devontae Parker. Not to say that Devontae Parker is lazy, but Devontae Parker really just didn't give a crap about his body. You know, didn't really work out his craft in the offseason. You know, but
it's a game time decision.
Yeah, but I watched a video earlier today from Kyle Krabs. He was he did his show Locked On YouTube, and he was talking about the big body wide receivers. He doesn't like Brian Thomas, and
I know he doesn't.
He used the D word, Devontae Parker. So yeah, man, and we know Chris doesn't like him. The more you watch Xavier Leggett or Leggett, he absolutely hits every single box. He checks every single box. He can do it all. He essentially...
And he has a... Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and he can play outside. So, you know, he could play everywhere. He has the versatility to play anywhere. He's a guy that you could even feature on routes. You can make him the primary. And he's going to win for you. And he will run away from people. Like, he's not slow. He's extremely fast. You know, I think...
he has a southern accent.
Oh, he has a great voice. Like, that voice, man. We need that voice in the locker room, man. You know, once people hear it, it's going to be confusing for a lot of people. Yeah.
It was very, when I heard it.
Yeah. You got anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. We got one more, and then I'm going to take all the questions in the chat, every single one of them. As I bring you up, identify yourself so that way the audience knows who you are. All right, you're up.
Good evening, Chris. This is Dundee Dolphin. And big shout out to Dolphins Chris 305, our trivia lord and master. Because I've asked you this question last week, but I think it's worth asking again. Since last week, you know, we've been to a few pro days, we've avoided a few pro days. You've probably had a chance to go a bit deeper in player evaluation. What do you think we've learned this week that we didn't know last week?
As far as the pro day attendance, I don't think it means too much. Sometimes you hear, well, Chris Greer did not go to this pro day, but he went to this one. Oh, so obviously he wants a guy from that one. No, he wants to network. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go and they're going to network with, and maybe they want to talk to other GMs. Maybe there's a free agent that's nearby, okay? You know, maybe they have several prospects that they want to look at. Maybe there's a day three guy working out at that pro day. You know, it's understandable why they would skip certain pro days. You know, for example, that little run that they do in the Dakotas. There's a run in Alabama as well, which is Alabama, Alabama A&M, Auburn. I think they run four pro days together. I know it's UAB, it's Alabama, it's Auburn, and there's one more. I forgot the other school, but it's a small school. It could be North Alabama, Division II. But I know it's four schools. There's that little run. Don't really put too much stock when you hear that, oh, the Dolphins did not attend this pro day. There was probably a scout there. There was probably a regional scout there, you know? Nobody knew.
Reading like other signs and whispers and examining any of the kind of hunches, things that have grabbed your attention in the last 7 days, is there anything there?
No, I wouldn't say so. I understand that Mike McDaniel was photographed with Xavier Worthy and shaking hands and, you know, well, he wants to touch base, you know what I mean? You know, but all of that could be a smokescreen. Do they have some interest? Why wouldn't they have some interest? Of course they should.
Of course.
You know, he fits what they want to do. But there's two pretty good defensive tackles there in Texas. They were probably there to touch base with those two guys. You know, there's another wide receiver. There was a tight end. And there's even a running back there. You know, not that I think that they'll be interested in one. But, you know, that they had the full contingent in Austin probably has to do with the sheer amount of athletes that they have going into the draft. It's so many that, yeah, obviously, you know, you want to get eyes on every single one of them, and you want to get as much information as possible before you sell yourself on one of them, you know?
I have one more question, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
A few weeks ago, it's been a while now, I asked you what you thought the most important piece was needed to improve our offense next season, and you said it was a good wide receiver three. Yes. There's been a lot of chat, no doubt, about whether which position we should take, as if, you know, rather than BPA, which position we should take with our first round pick and so on. Do you stand by what you said about wide receiver three being the most important thing? And could you perhaps maybe just tell us what type of piece you think that should be or needs to be, or maybe just evaluate the appropriateness of relative value of different types of receivers or options?
Yeah, I still believe the same. I still believe that. Okay. Do you need to use 21 to do that? Maybe not. Do you need to use 55? Absolutely. Do you need to use at least 21 or 55? Yes. In my opinion, you can't pass up on this draft. Tyreek Hill is not going to be here forever. People do age. He is aging, although he's still in his prime. It can happen fast for a wide receiver. They fall off cliffs pretty precipitous. Okay, it's the drop off is pretty fast when it happens. Besides, he gets paid a lot of money. You might want to get off of that money in a year or two. So I think you got to take one at 21 or 55. I originally thought that you were going to get your wide receiver three in this draft. I like the double dip approach. Take one at 21 or 55 and go after Odell Beckham. He is the perfect fit to play wide receiver three. If he is not it, man, maybe a Josh Reynolds is something that you would look at. I know Simon doesn't like Quez Watkins, but he does offer one thing, and that's a lot of speed and deep speed and experience running deep routes. His production is not there, though, however. But then again, you know, he plays for the Eagles. You know, Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown. It's hard to get a lot of balls thrown your way, which is...
Do you go for a complimentary piece?
No, I want a guy that's going to actually play mostly on the outside, and that's where Odell Beckham will play. I understand some people have said, oh, he played in the slot last year. He hardly played in the slot last year. He played outside for the most part last year, and that's pretty much where he would play if he played here, which means he'd help to unlock Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle in the slot, and that's a good thing, especially on third down, especially on the money downs. Odell Beckham can still run. He's not slow. Like, he'll stack cornerbacks. Like, he can do that. You know, he's a great route runner, and like I said, he does not drop the football ever.
All right. Can I throw a couple of names at you and you say yes?
Sure. Go ahead.
Javon Baker, does he do it?
Javon Baker has been tied to the Dolphins more than any other prospect at wide receiver. They visited him during the regular season. They saw him at his pro day. They've had contact with him, and I believe they have a top 30 visit with him as well. Yes, his tape is very, very, very good. Yes. At 55? At 55, sorry. Absolutely. Yes.
You said, so Coleman?
Keon Coleman, I'm warming to him a little bit more. His tape is not as good as some of his workouts and his measurables, but sometimes those are good enough. Remember Puka Nacua? Yeah, he was highly productive, but Puka Nacua really flashed in a lot of drills at the combine, and that's what sold the Rams, and then that's why they took him, and they admit to it as much. So, you know, who ran the fastest gauntlet at last year's combine? Puka Nacua. Who ran the fastest gauntlet at this year's combine? Keon Coleman. So, yeah, I like Keon Coleman. At 55, I'm down with that too.
Well, I can't think who else it would be.
Xavier Leggett, I'm at the point where I don't mind reaching at 21. And do I think 21 is a reach? I think he's going to hug that first round. People have learned their lessons, okay, over the years. They learned the lesson of DK Metcalf and such. Although Xavier Leggett is not a lot like DK Metcalf, but you could kind of see it. Metcalf is more of a long striding guy. But, you know, people have learned their lesson. They're not going to pass up on somebody like this. So,
not a Roman Wilson piece, not a Malachi Corley piece.
Oh, I love Malachi Corley, and I love Roman Wilson. All of those guys, sure. That's what I'm saying. You got to have one at 21 to 55. First of all, if the Dolphins had, let's say, a pick at 70, you might be able to play this little game with the draft, but they don't. Okay, they don't have a third round pick, so you know you got to use that pick 55 on that wide receiver if you don't use them at 21. Malachi Corley, Roman Wilson, absolutely. Like, you can't miss. Like, it's such a good draft. I like so many prospects at 55. There's some I don't like, you know. But those are the big ones. Like, you named them all. Like, those are the ones that I really like. I'm happy with those. And I like to make a short list. Because if I start liking 30 prospects, then what are we doing here? You know what I mean? So, if we're recapping at 21, I do like Brian Thomas. But there's some red flags that are being brought up by many so far, and the tape is not getting kinder the more you watch him. But I don't mind him at 21. Xavier Legette, I think it's a reach at 21, but I wouldn't mind it either. I think, you know, you're just taking him because you don't want to play the dangerous game of, you know, dropping back to, what, 28, 29, and then to try to take him there before, you know, somebody else just takes him right in front of you. But at 55, Malachi Corley, absolutely. Xavier Legette could drop to 55, although I doubt it. Roman Wilson, absolutely. Javon Baker, absolutely. So, yeah, it's a great crop. Oh, and we forgot one, Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey could absolutely play. He's in play at 21, I think. And at 55, I think he has to be BPA, pretty much.
I'm not sure of him.
Really good player. He fits what they want to do immediately, if not sooner. You know, although... He's, I would say he's a little bit more typecast into what they, you know, what they would do, but he can play outside. He's not slow.
Am I right in saying Ollie Connolly didn't like him?
No.
Yeah.
No. Malachi Corley, I do like a lot, you know, but he's firmly at 55. I don't think he gets too high. Firmly at 55.
Thanks very much.
All right. All right. And now we will get into all of these questions in the chat. I will get to every single one of them. So if you want to put more in the chat, you can. All right. First question. What's the max deal you would give OBJ? Man, this is speculation, but it's been out there that the offer was somewhere around up to $7 million. I'm with that with incentives. You know, get as close to five. Pretty big guarantee. I think he'll enjoy that. Remember, no tax state. Any chance Miami looks into Jonathan Allen from the Commanders once that June 1st money comes up? It just came out right now. Well, not right now, but earlier today, the Commanders came out and said Jonathan Allen is not available for trade. Usually when somebody says that somebody is not available for trade, it means that they probably are. What is it going to cost you? First of all, he's expensive. Second of all, he's really, really good defensive tackle, so they're going to ask for a second-round pick. Can you get him for a third-round pick? If you can, awesome. But he's also expensive. You got to fit that guy under the cap. You didn't sign Christian Wilkins, and now you're going to get Christian Wilkins light? You know? I don't think so. And I don't think they're going to trade him either. They'll keep him around. If all three are there at 21, who are you taking between Brian Thomas, Xavier Legette, JPJ, and Graham Barton? I'll take all four. I think Brian Thomas can help unlock this offense, but he's a bit one-dimensional for this offense. Xavier Legette is an all-around piece that can be used for this offense. JPJ slots in right away at either right guard or left guard. Graham Barton is a guy who is capable of participating and contributing right away. I think he's the most ready-made interior offensive lineman in this draft. Man, it's hard to pass up on a ready-made starter. I had somebody tell me, I asked them a point-blank question. Out of all the offensive linemen, who is the most likely to be a Pro Bowler in season one? And the answer came back, Graham Barton. So do with that as you will. Now, Xavier Legette, I like him so much that I will rank these like this. Legette, Barton, JPJ, Thomas, in that order. All right, next. Piggybacking off of this, do you think the Dolphins have a plan for the post-June 1st money? Yes. Or will they wait until after the draft to reevaluate what their needs are? I think both, but they have money earmarked for June 1st. I can almost guarantee that. There's a few more questions. We're going to get to all of them. Before free agency started, what did you think we were going to do with pick 21 versus what do you think we are going to do now? Did we send anyone to LSU Pro Day? All right, for the first question, before free agency started, what did I think they were going to do with pick 21? I always felt it was going to be offensive lineman. Well, before, I thought it was going to be offensive lineman or defensive lineman. Offensive line, guard, tackle, center, or defensive tackle. Now I'm warming much more to wide receiver at 21. I always had wide receiver as third in the pecking order. I would probably make it number one right now. Okay. Did we send anyone to LSU Pro Day? They have for the last four seasons. I looked this up because I cheated a bit. I read the question. Did they send one this year? We do not know, but they could have had a scout there. Remember, what if the scout's wearing a Nike hat and it's not a Dolphin hat? You know, nobody knows who the hell that guy is. You know what I mean? I would be shocked if they didn't. LSU has so many prospects that I'm pretty certain that they probably sent somebody there. Chris Greer attended last year. He was there 2022. He was not there 2021. He was there 2020. So, and they have attended 4 years in a row, so stands to reason they were probably there this year. Next question. What did you learn from McDaniel's interaction from the media at the owner's meeting? Not much. He had there was a little bit more seriousness to his tone, but then again, you know, it's the owner's meeting, and there's a lot of national media, and they asked a lot of Christian Wilkins questions. They asked a lot of Robert Hunt questions because, you know, of course, there's some Vegas Raiders media there. There's some Carolina Panthers media there, and they want to get skinny on those two guys, which were big players for you a year ago. So, you know, not much, you know, very, very political in his answers, very, very judicious. Next question. Hey, Alf, the third safety role has to be filled yet by a vet, right? And okay, the question is, the third safety role has to be filled by a vet, right? Okay. I believe so. They can't just draft DeJean at 21 and assume he's starting, right? They take him at 21, he's starting. Okay, that's a fact. All right? But yes, I like a vet for the third safety role, man. I love Quandre Diggs. Sets off this room big time. Okay? I love you basically recreating what you had in, what Anthony Weaver had in Baltimore. To the T. All right. You even have each guy playing each role perfectly. So, you know, Holland in the Hamilton role, you know, or in the Marcus Williams role, Quandre Diggs in the Marcus Williams role or vice versa. And Jordan Poirier in the Geno Stone role. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sign me up. Quandre Diggs is the guy that I like. DeJean at 21, fabulous player. No. Other needs. Other really, really good players. We're a month away, but are you hearing any interesting draft rumors that maybe haven't gone public yet? Fins or non-Fins related? One in particular, okay? But there's so much, you know, smoke that this is probably a straight-up lie. But I have heard that, and I heard this months before, too. I heard this as soon as they hired Mayo in New England. I heard it actually when Belichick got fired. Okay. And remember, on OnlyFans, we kind of broke the story that Belichick could be fired. We broke that right after the Dolphins played him the first time. Okay. So we're talking about week three. I heard that New England prefers to sell that pick for a bounty if they can, because they're eyeing somebody else. If not, they've liked Jaden Daniels for a very, very long time, and he would be the pick. That's what I've heard. Next question. Fuaga, Mims, Latham are all right tackles. Barton is probably a guard. Other first-round offensive tackles can't play guard in season one. Is Fatano the only first-round offensive line prospect who fits all of Greer's rules and needs? Yes, he does. He is the only one, really. Who is next for a contract extension besides Tua? Jalen Waddle. But I think Holland gets done probably before him. And then Phillips will be third. Is Tua and his agent playing hardball over a new contract? Nope. More teams need a quarterback than there are available quarterbacks in the draft. Out of 10, how concerned should we be? We should be concerned out of 10. 1. No concern whatsoever. Next question. Byron Murphy or Darius Robinson? That's a tough one, man. Darius Robinson because of the versatility. Byron Murphy is almost exclusively a 3-tech. And I like height. You know, Byron Murphy is 6 feet. You know, I like height on my defensive line. And I understand that they lose leverage inside. I don't care. You know, I like height. So Darius Robinson is the answer. Next question. Actually, two questions. Would you say edge or defensive tackle is a bigger need? I would say defensive tackle because you want to have a guy that's versatile enough to play 5-3-2-1, even 0-tech on occasion. You want a guy who can play head up on the guards, on the tackles, and on the center. So maybe a versatile defensive tackle or another guy to fill another role on the defensive line, which allows you to play different guys in different spots. So I would say a defensive tackle is a bigger need. At edge, look, Jalen Phillips is coming back. Bradley Chubb will be back. And you added Shaq Barrett. You got three really nice guys. You could get a day three guy to fill that fourth spot. Or even Tyus Bowser, who is out there with your June 1st money. Man, what a group if you could add Tyus Bowser, right? His second question is, any running backs you like that are round 6-7 targets? And is that something we'd realistically draft? I think so. I like Frank Gore Jr. a lot. All right. Reynolds signed in Denver, 2-for-14. Yeah, I missed that. Quez is in Pittsburgh, I guess, meeting with Pittsburgh. Heard anything about us being interested in Pearsall? Nope. He's probably an early second, so kind of a tough spot for us, but I like him. Good player. Do you think Corley will be ready to be the wide receiver 3 in year 1 if we don't sign OBJ? I really like the player and what he offers, but he seems raw as an all-around receiver. He is. He's more athlete than receiver. He needs schooling, but that's what Wes Welker is for. Now, we've played this game before, right? Azukama spent half a season in the lab before he got activated. Then he didn't play, and then he played a couple of snaps in garbage time toward the end of the year, and then he got activated for the most important game of the year against the Jets. This past year, it seemed like he was going to figure in their plans he was going to be featured plenty. And then he took a big hit against the Patriots, took an injury, and he was done. That suggests that the Dolphins are a slow burn for a rookie wide receiver, so I would say no. So I think that'll do it. Yep, and that's it. There is no more. We will do this again next week when we will be heavily, heavily into the draft. But till then.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.